Hey there, thoughtful listener. Are you looking for introductions to partners, investors, influencers, and clients? Well, I've had private conversations with over 2,000 leaders, asking them where their best business comes from. I've got a free video you can watch with no opt-in required, where I'll share the exact steps necessary to be 100% inbound in your industry over the next 6 to 8 months with no spam, no ads, and no sales. What I teach has worked for me for over 15 years and has helped me create 8 figures in revenue for my own companies. Just head to upmyinfluence.com and watch my free class on how to create endless high-ticket sales appointments. Also, don't forget, the Thoughtful Entrepreneur is always looking for great guests. Go to upmyinfluence.com and click on podcast. I'd love to have you. With us right now is Coach Lorianne. Coach Lorianne, you are a success coach. You're actually a take action success coach and strategist, author, trainer, speaker, radio personality. Coach Lorianne, it's great to have you.
Great to be here, Josh. Thank you so much. I love this.
Yes, your website is ldcstrategies.com. And before we get going talking about taking action, which I absolutely love, and I've got some thoughts on this, I love to hear what our guests are into on the side, or like their hobbies or their passions that are more just kind of personal in nature. So I guess my question is, what have you been geeking out on lately?
So this may catch you off guard, and some of my clients don't even know that I do this, but I ride motorcycles, and So I was at a dinner at my house with a bunch of EMS people. They all ride motorcycles, and I'm like, but you're in EMS. It doesn't make sense. And they're like, have you not ever been on a motorcycle? And I'm like, no, my mom wouldn't let me. Yeah. And so they were like, going now. And they got me on the back of a motorcycle. I made them promise to go really, really slow. And I just fell in love with it. So real quick, if I could share a quick story. To me, it's a success story too, about taking action. Go figure. But I'm at the end of my driveway. I make a commitment to this group of EMS. They teach me. They bring me through the rigors of how to properly ride together. You have to be off center with each other, so you're not next to each other, so you have someplace to go, man, if something happens. Mm. It makes logical sense. They kept me in the middle. They nestled me between really excellent riders. And we're going upstate to Laconia, New Hampshire from New York. So I'm waiting. We're going to meet at 5 a.m. at the local 7-Eleven. And I'm at the end of my driveway and I walk my bike down because I don't want to wake anybody up because my bike's loud. And you want it loud because you want somebody to know you're coming. And I'm sitting at the end. I fire her up. She's making a lot of noise. And I'm looking to the right and looking to the left. It's 4:30 in the morning, Josh. There are no cars on the road. I'm just procrastinating. And finally, I was like, let's just do this. Stop it. So I start up, I go across the street, I go over the curb, I go through brush, I go back over the curb. I'm still standing up and I'm like, all right, I'm still standing, let's go. And I went on to get onto a ferry. That is very difficult to do because it's going up and down and moving side to side and you're going, oh my God, oh my God. I went on a ferry, I went up to Laconia, I drove in the mountains, held my bike on hills, did things I never expected to do on my way back. The elation of success that I was able to do it, I pushed right through my fears because 2 weeks prior, every single day, I was like, why shouldn't I do this? Why did I commit to this? Blah, blah, blah. I was trying to talk myself out of it. And my answer to myself was this: then you rent a truck and you throw the bike in the truck and you drive home. That's all you can do. Just do it. So I did. And it was the best feeling in the world and the feeling of accomplishment. I can't even explain going over that fear, getting over that feeling, accomplishing that.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like you took some action and that's kind of what you teach. So good on you for like following your own advice, I suppose. Coach Lorianne, would you mind maybe talking about the work and the impact you have in the world?
Well, I love what I do, obviously. Helping people discover what they want to do and helping them along the way. I made a whole bunch of mistakes and I've learned from them. And that's what we're supposed to do. We're here to learn and we're here to help each other. Right. So in learning those mistakes, I can help you avoid a mistake or I can walk alongside you. Sometimes we have to learn the lesson ourselves. Sometimes we have to put our hands on the hot stove to realize it is in fact hot. We weren't kidding. Not that I recommend it, but sometimes that's what happens. So taking up people on their journey is what I love to do. And I've developed a three-step program or process to allow them to go from where they are to where they want to be and become that next best version of themselves, really step into the power of themselves. And everybody is so yummy. And instead of trying to fit in like we're taught in school, I want people to stand out and be who they are because everybody is so magnificent, yourself included. I love your energy when you show up. You're just so supportive. All those things are so, so very important in being here. And we have to be here as ourselves. Why? Because that's why we're here, to influence and affect other people's lives in a positive way. And that's what I like to do every day.
I wonder, and this is interesting. I'm curious about the fact, do most people say, like, that you work with, that they have a problem with taking action? I wonder, like, how they might describe that. I mean, obviously, I can understand if there's fear keeping you from some things, and maybe it's just the circles that I run into, but I'm wondering, like, how much of it is taking action versus really doing the thing. Can you maybe, I don't know if you can understand what I'm talking about.
I
It's
do.
like,
I understand exactly what you're talking about.
because it doesn't seem like if you were to ask someone, are you afraid of taking action? I don't think anybody would say, yes, I'm afraid of taking action, but their behavior might indicate otherwise in some ways that they're not conscious of.
Yeah, their
There's a more
behavior.
eloquent way of saying what I wanted to say.
Yeah, their behavior. And I get what you're saying because their behavior and their languaging will tell me that they're not taking action. And what I call those are procrastinators. I call them actually justifiable excuses. Well, I can't do this because of that. It's a justifiable excuse. Yes, you can if you wanted to. It's a won't, not a can't. And there's a big difference between won't and can't. The other thing is I have a theory called Super Ball syndrome. And what that is I'm a Super Ball. So I got bounce all over the place. You know, Super Balls, you bounce them and they go crazy all over the place. They look like a hot mess. It never finishes. But if you really analyze a Super Ball, it goes from one place to another and there is actually a rhythm to it. And once you figure out what your pattern is, you're able to harness that energy. And I can harness that energy now to keep you on track and keep you in your superpower or your wheelhouse or wherever, whatever makes you feel really good and you're really good at. We take that what I'm really good at because it's easy, it comes easily as something that it's no big deal. No, it is a big deal. That's why you're here, to share that yumminess with other people and help other people feel good about doing that specific magical thing that you have. And that could be accounting. To owning your own business, to riding a motorcycle. It doesn't matter. It's this is where your wheelhouse is. So when I realized what Super Bowl was about, I realized when I stopped going in this direction and went and moved and maneuvered to another direction, I was procrastinating. It was a method of procrastination. I wasn't taking action. I was stopping the action here, starting over here and justifying that, well, this is important too. Well, yes, it is important, but I never finished this. So I had a lot of stops and starts and I had not a lot of finish. So that is all about justifiable excuses. And that's the difference between where you are and deciding to take action. Yes, we can all take action, but do we take action? Are we taking action? Action is taking a step even when it's not done yet, even it's when it's not ready, especially when you feel like, I don't think it's ready yet. No, it is ready. Just put it out there. Start getting the feedback of how people are reacting to it, and that will tell you what you have and what next steps are. So just taking those first baby steps are the important thing. Does that make sense? Does that answer
It
your question?
does. So my follow-up then is there, especially for those of us who are entrepreneurs or business owners, founders, that sort of thing, there's an infinite number of things to do. And I find this to be similar to time management, which I think is just kind of silly. It's really about priority management because there's always an unquenchable number of things that the business wants from us, or our teams want from us, or our clients want from us,
100%.
the world wants from us. So, Coach Lorianne, how do we best decide what we should be doing and taking action on? Because again, I don't want anyone to get wrapped up in busy work because the thing that they really should be doing, they're not doing it just because it's scary. On the other hand, I don't really enjoy accounting. So I'm not scared of it. I just don't like it. And it is not in my zone of genius. I would much rather delegate that.
Yes,
So
and
help me
that's
with this whole world.
Yeah, that's the yumminess here is that I don't like math either. But I went to school for economics. I have a degree in economics and business administration. You would think I do a lot of math, and I actually do, but I don't want to do accounting math. I have an accountant for that. You have people who have this expertise in that. Give it to them. You stay in your zone. That's the difference between the shoulds and the woulds and managing and doing things in the proper order. I call that a strategy. You have to have a strategy and a plan. And some people say to me, well, I don't have the money to hire an accountant. I was like, that's okay. First, you need to understand what you want from the accountant. And when you're going through that process and getting clients, you'll know what you'll need from the accountant, and then you'll have the money in place for the accountants. A lot of times we spend so much time on setting up things like automations and all this fancy schmancy, even websites, all this fancy schmancy stuff, when we're not even getting clients. So we need to look at what the strategy is, what our intention is, and what we want to do. Then we back into it. We kind of reverse engineer it. And we reverse engineer into what do we need to get before we take those next steps. So I don't need the automation if I don't have clients. Now, if I have clients, now an automation might make sense. I don't want to do the automation. Let me hire somebody like a virtual assistant, someone who has an expertise in that kind of automation. But before I hire someone, I need to clearly understand as an entrepreneur and founder what I want from them. So, one, I get what I want. Two, it's the appropriate thing, and I don't have to reinvent the wheel a couple of months later, a couple of years later. So it's real important to get people who know how to do this structurally and ha set up strategy like I do, and have a plan in order for you to use your finances properly so you don't overspend on things you don't use. How many people are out there who have bought these packages or bought these programs and platform and don't use 90% of it, 99% of it? It's because they bought it for this one thing and they don't spend the time to learn the rest. Those kind of things are important for you to prioritize. So get someone who knows how to do that, myself, someone else who knows how to help you prioritize and get that strategy, to your point.
Love this. And Lorianne, I want to just that we only have a handful of minutes left here. I want to talk about how you work with your clients. Like, what does that look like?
Yeah, so once we agree that it's a symbiotic relationship and that they're going to show up for them, because I look for three things: fire in the belly, you can't teach that. I look for desire to succeed, you can't teach that. And showing up for yourself, you can't teach that. Everything else I can either I can teach you, or I have someone who I know who's a power partner who I can put you in touch with to get those services. So what it looks like is once we do that, then we create what I call a lifestyle. A lot of people call that goals. I call it a lifestyle because your goals are goals, but what kind of life do you want to have? Do you want to live on the Riviera? Then we have to earn X amount of dollars. So we kind of figure out what how much you really need to earn. Many of my clients come to me and say, I want to earn $1.2 million. Awesome, we all do. But how much do you really need? What do you really want to do with that? We can build you up to that, and I've successfully helped many people do that. But where we are right now, what do we really want in life? What do we want to do the next 12 months? So I work in 12 months. Every 12 months, we're going to look at the next 12 months, not 5 years, 10 years down the road. It'll be in conversation because we need to build a strategy to grow to it. But we want to look at the next 12 months. And so we develop that lifestyle, we learn what that is, and then we create a blueprint, a one-page summary of what we're going to do this year. And then the next step is, and this is a yummy step, is with them we reverse engineer it. Now we have a plan. The plan is a daily checklist of things you're going to take, little baby steps you're going to take towards your goal. So by the end of that 12-month period, you've achieved what you wanted to achieve that particular year. So I kind of look at it in 12-month bites.
Where we are right now, again, we're recording this, and there's a lot of, I'd say, uncertainty would be one way to say things. Chaos would be another way to say things. There's just a lot of it's just concern, right? And I think I see a lot of people maybe just being cautious, and not maybe necessarily a bad thing. But how would you respond to this idea that that there could be a lot of turbulence in our communities or in the world or country or whatever? Like, How do you address that with your clients?
Yeah, so I will say what my mom said to me years ago. My mom would talk about how crazy the world was when I was growing up, and grandma would talk about how crazy the world was when she was growing up. And I look at it now and I'm like, you had no idea how crazy the world is now. But with that said, we need to keep our eyes on our own page. You need to look at what can you actually control, what can you actually do. So if you want to be someone who goes out and responds to what's going on out there and takes action with that, then go do it. But if you want to build your business, continue to build your business. All that's going on there is out of our control at this point. What we can control is our day-to-day and what we're doing and being successful, helping each other, being kind to each other, supporting one another, showing the world that, people are nice, people are kind. It's not what you're seeing in the news. The news doesn't always reflect what's actually happening in my day-to-day world. So really stay focused on what your intentions is. What do you want out of the world? Because the news, I would say, shut it off if you can. It will come to you when you need it, but it's going to put fear, and fear is debilitating, and fear causes stress, and fear stops you from doing what you're supposed to do and being that person that you're supposed to be. And that's what I'm here to help you do, and other people like myself are here to do, is to have you step into that fullness of your potential, and don't worry about everything else going on. That's somebody else's job right now. I need you to really focus on your deepest desire, honor what you're supposed to be doing, bring that to the world, and make the world a better place a little bit at a time, each individual at a time. So I say, keep your eyes on your own page.
Yeah. Well, Coach Lori, your website is ldcstrategies.com. When somebody goes there, what would you recommend they do?
I think you want to read through a little bit about me, what I can do for you. Jump on the programs page, look at what's there, set up a quick chat with me. Let's talk about what you're looking to do. If it's a good fit, let's move ahead. If it's not, I know a bunch of coaches I can send you to who might be a better fit for you. And that, to me, is the most important thing, is to get you to people who are going to walk alongside you and help you achieve what you want to be, get you to, honor those deepest desires and have those unique gifts come out so that you step into the fullness of your potential.
Yeah, I love it. All right, ldcstrategies.com, Coach Lorianne. Again, you are a take action success coach, strategist, author, and trainer. Thank you so much, Lori, Coach Lori, for joining us.
Thank you so much, Josh. I really am so grateful for you.
Thanks for listening to the Thoughtful Entrepreneur Show. If you are a thoughtful business owner or professional who would like to be on this daily program, please visit upmyinfluence.com and click on podcast. We believe that every person has a message that can positively impact the world. We love our community who listens and shares our program every day. Together, we are empowering one another as thoughtful leaders. And as I mentioned at the beginning of this program, if you're looking for introductions to partners, investors, influencers, and clients, I have had private conversations with over 2,000 leaders asking them where their best business comes from. I've got a free video that you can watch right now with no opt-in or email required, where I'm going to share the exact steps necessary to be 100% inbound in your industry over the next 6 to 8 months with no spam, no ads, and no sales. What I teach has worked for me for more than 15 years and has helped me create 8 figures in revenue for my own companies. Just head to upmyinfluence.com and watch my free class on how to create endless high-ticket sales appointments. Make sure to hit subscribe so that tomorrow morning, that's right, 7 days a week, you are going to be inspired and motivated to succeed. I promise to bring positivity and inspiration to you for around 15 minutes every single day. Thanks for listening, and thank you for being a part of the Thoughtful Entrepreneur Movement.